So now we turn to Information Desk, and only a couple of messages this week. First, thank yous go to Mrs. Medford, Mrs. Packer, Mr. G. Smith and Mrs. Berry for the stamps. They will go to the NNAB this week, as we have to deliver something else to them as well. And thank you, Jean Farrow, for your thank you note. It's always good to know that our listeners enjoy Chatterbox. A wrong date was given out last week, unfortunately, for the relief printing and mark-making workshops. The next workshop is Printing with Lego and is on the 24th of July.
The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 to 4pm at St. Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sprowston. The club has various activities, including entertainers, speakers, and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. It certainly sounds good. At the moment, transport cannot be provided for new members, but if you can arrange to get to Sprowston, you and your driver are very welcome. It costs £8 per year for members to join. If you are interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961 407 or Marion on 01603 408 758. The next meeting will be on Thursday, August the 1st.
Extant is Britain's leading professional performing arts company of visually impaired people. And they're seeking to create a database of UK-based blind and partially sighted creatives of all ages in order to publicise opportunities for work and further training. If you're keen to get involved by having your details stored on a database, or if you know anyone who might be, then please contact Stephen Portlock by email at stephen@extant.org.uk or by phone on 020 7820 3737. If you choose to sign up, they'll contact you again in due course to find out about your career and or training interests. And you can also contact Stephen if you'd like to receive the e-newsletters.
Do you fancy meeting other visually impaired people for coffee and biscuits every fourth Thursday of the month between 10:30 a.m. and 12 noon? The meetings are held at the Greenstone, Napier Way, Dereham. A community worker from the NNAB will be there if you need any advice or information. The price for coffee or tea and biscuits and a friendly chat is £2. For more details, contact Jane or Tracy on 01603 573 000. The next meeting will be on Thursday, July the 25th.
Norwich City Council has received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway. It's from the proprietors of Biddy's Tea Rooms outside their premises at 15 and 15A Lower Goat Lane in Norwich for a total of 6 tables and 12 chairs, Monday to Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There'll be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, you can address them by August the 9th to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, telephone 01603 212 761 or email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.
The NNAB have arranged a trip on Thursday the 8th of August to Houghton Hall to see the Henry Moore sculptures entitled Nature and Inspiration. The exhibition will include several monumental outdoor pieces in the grounds of the house, as well as a selection of smaller works, models and etchings, which will be shown in the ground floor gallery spaces. A minibus will leave Magpie Road at 10 a.m. and return by 4 p.m. The cost is £21.50 for visually impaired and £3.50 for sighted companions, which includes gardens, grounds, hall, exhibition and minibus. To book by Friday the 2nd of August, call Helen or Mark on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith at nnab.org.uk.